to the Forum 6 Tamworth and Wagga Wagga and the Odeon 5 Orange. It's the Talking Flickster podcast with JT and Grant Lee.
Hello, hope you've had a great week. Friday's here and our Flickster's back once again. JT and the wonderful Grant Lee.
Hello, JT. How are you?
Great for a Friday. Music. I love Fridays, Mr. Lee. You know
I do. So do I. I love Fridays because I know I've got the weekend off.
That's typical for you, isn't it? It's typical. You know, weekends off, weeks off.
Yeah.
Yeah. However, the Travelling Film Festival's on this weekend, though. So
it certainly is. It starts tonight. So I'm so excited. And we get to meet the wonderful Bea. And if you want to know anything more about it, take a listen to our Monday's podcast because we had the wonderful Bea on there telling us all about the Travelling Film Festival. So, yeah, catch up there and you'll know what's playing.
Yeah. Well, if you're not going to the Travelling Film Festival, we do have a movie in mind you can definitely go and see, which is The End of Oak Street. And this was one that dropped last week. We like the look of this one, Mr. Lee. I do like the fact that... It's a bit of a thriller. It's got some action vibe to it. Dinosaurs, who doesn't love those? Maybe some horror elements as well. So it's got a bit of everything. But it's got Anne Hathaway in this one, which is great. We love
and Ewan McGregor.
Ewan McGregor, yeah.
I like him. I like both those actors. I think they're great, great actors.
Yeah. So, I'm not sure what to. Yeah, I don't know how this one's going to go. I mean, you know, like dinosaur movies, some are hit, some are miss. But this one does look good from what I've seen in the trailer.
Yeah, it certainly does. And, you know, my thing is, if those two actors are in this movie, it's got to be good. Because
big names.
They wouldn't sign up to do something that wasn't going to, you know, pay because it's Anne Hathaway and Ewan McGregor. So that's enough for me to make me see it.
Yeah, well, a mysterious cosmic event tears Oak Street away from ordinary suburbia and transports the entire neighbourhood somewhere unknown where hopefully our Flickster can help us out when we meet them next.
Did anybody else see that weird light last night?
What weird light?
The wind was blowing all crazy. Starbuck was freaked out and barking.
Could have been lights from a helicopter.
Or a UFO. Aliens.
Shut up, Dad.
Water's not working.
Looks like the whole neighborhood's lost power.
I don't need you to worry for me.
The hell was that?
I don't want you to tell me it's time to come home.
And leave.
I think that our neighborhood, our house, our whole street has moved.
Now the hell is that even possible?
Grab anything you can use as a weapon.
I don't care what you say anymore. This is my.
What are we gonna do?
Go ahead with your own.
We're gonna survive.
Leave me alone.
God's not gonna let us die here.
Greg. You only go to church at Christmas, and now you're telling the kids God's looking out for us?
What about the people who are out there getting eaten?
I don't need you to worry for me, 'cause I'm all right.
Oh, yeah, it's the end of Oak Street. And to tell us more about it, it is our Flickster. Welcome back to Talking Flicks, the wonderful Eli.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Excellent. Thanks, Eli. Thank you for coming back because you were only here a few weeks ago.
No worries. Absolutely love it.
Yes. And we always get a great review from Eli and Mr. Lee.
We do. And we actually do enjoy talking to Eli because he loves movies and he wants to be a director.
Which I think it's
and
great.
And be part of. Yeah, I think
that's
it is
awesome.
Too.
Which is the reason why he's on the movie podcast.
Correct.
So, and Mr. Lee, realistically, professionally, he's probably the best out of the three of us. So, you know, it's great to have him here. And he's
I'm not going to admit that, but yes.
And his expertise. Eli, the end of Oak Street. I've got to say, when I first saw the trailer for this one, it grabbed me straight away. It looks creepy in parts. It looks like it's one of those movies that just keeps you guessing. Did you know anything about the movie before going in to watch it?
I knew bits and pieces. Like, I got the trailer before a couple movies I went and watched in the months before it. But they didn't show, like, any dinosaurs really in their trailers. I think it was, like, two they shown, and they hid so much more. And seeing that in the movie was a really good surprise.
Oh, wow. Because a lot of I know a lot of people go, oh, that's different to what the trailer was. And they don't even give everything away in a trailer. Because I think if they had too early, people may have gone, dinosaur? What? This doesn't make sense.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, I love it when a movie doesn't give anything away. Like, one of my problems with Spider-Man was that they showed all the good bits in the trailers and there was nothing for the movie. But with this one, there are heaps of highs that aren't shown in the trailers.
Which is, yeah, good. So tell me, what did you think about the movie?
Overall, I think it was a pretty good movie. It's probably the best dinosaur movie in the last decade compared to the slop Jurassic World's been pumping out. It is a really great breath of fresh air, and just it gave off the vibes of like a classic Spielberg film, like the music, the 80s, the clothing, everything. It kind of felt like E.T. and the Goonies had a baby.
That's a good way of looking at it. Well summed up. Look, there's some big names in this one. We mentioned before Ewan McGregor and Hathaway. Yeah, how did these two go? Did they really bring the level of the movie up?
Absolutely. I mean, you got Obi-Wan Kenobi fighting dinosaurs, and this is just Anne Hathaway's year. Really, she's been in Devil Wears Prada, Odyssey, now this. So she's on a roll, and they're just both fantastic actors.
They are. And JT, I will let you know, Obi-Wan Kenobi, Star Wars, just for. Because I know you don't follow Star Wars or
Star Trek. Thank you, Mr. Lee. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I just thought I'd let you.
It's good. Know that one. Yeah. Glad you were on the podcast for that. Okay. But that's good. It is good that we've got some fantastic. I think that really brings a movie to life when you've got really some big names in there, you know, some. And you're right, Anne Hathaway has had one hell of a year. She's kind of like the Tom Holland and Zendaya's at the moment, so she's doing some big things. Did the movie remind you of anything happening in real life or at school?
Not really, because, like, it's the 80s and, like, everything seemed much more chillaxed back then, you know, except for the dinosaurs. But, like, I guess nothing really, because it was all so different the way they portrayed it. Like, the bullies would chase you around on a bicycle, whereas nowadays they'd probably get up with you on an e-scooter.
And or an e-bike.
The families have, yeah, and the families have, like, block parties and celebrate, whereas I don't think I've ever seen that in my 15 years on this planet.
Because the movie is set in suburbia, right? That's where it all is. And basically you've got, I'm guessing, Oak Street that somehow gets moved.
Yeah, and it's like all these people who've known nothing but peace and kind of, I mean, Anne Hathaway and Ewan McGregor's characters are married and they're having some marital problems, but that's about all the tiffs going on in the neighbourhood.
So did they know a lot of the other neighbours? Like, did they know, you know, was it three houses wide that they took away and they all knew each other?
No, it took away probably like, I don't know, maybe like kilometer wide chunk of just neighborhood, and they only really introduce you to one of the neighbors. And just I got a bit of a chuckle out of this. Just throughout the movie you'll see them driving down the street and then the rest of the neighbors get eaten by dinosaurs.
yeah actually it's funny because when I was watching the trailer for the first time, there was this neighbor that comes to the front door and this dinosaur just jumps at them and like latches onto the neck and onto the throat, and I'm like, oh my god, that is graphic.
Yeah.
which is, yeah, very graphic for an M-rated movie. So do you reckon there's a message in the movie that you walk away going, wow, yeah, I didn't see that, or, you know, I could use this, or is there a message behind all this?
Maybe take advantage of the moments you have with your loved ones whilst you can, because you never know what's going to happen, maybe. Other than that, there's nothing much going on, just some dinosaurs and just trying to survive, really.
Was there a number of dinosaurs in the movie, or was it just a few, just a couple?
There was. I was very surprised about the amount of dinosaurs in here. There's like there's a Spinosaurus, there's a weird snake one that is awesome, and there's just lots of little ones you would just see around the street, and it's pretty cool.
What kind of dinosaurs are we talking about? Like, because in typical Jurassic Park movies, we get like T-Rexes. You know, you get those. What are the other ones? The real nasty ones that I can't remember that they are. But like, you get different kinds of dinosaurs. Is that what we get in this movie, or is it just we're talking about just one type of dinosaur?
Nah, there's a huge variety here. Great. You got these weird turtle things. You got an Allosaurus. You got these type of raptors.
Velociraptors. Cool. That's it. Velociraptors. That was what I was talking about. Yes. Okay. They're nasty.
They are.
What's the dinosaur that doesn't eat meat?
Herbivore.
Oh, yeah, that one. Were they in there?
Yeah, actually, there's a pretty funny moment with two of them.
Brontosaurus, isn't it? The ones that eat the leaves.
And, like,
off the
Brachiosauruses.
Brachiosaurus, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. They're my favourites because I know I'm safe. Why are you looking at me like that?
It was very funny, Mr. Lee. It was one of your best.
Thank you.
That was a moment where I'm kind of like... It was really good.
Shocking. Oh, you're too funny.
Shocking.
Too funny.
Too funny. So as a lover of movies, Eli, would there be a scene in the movie that you'd change in any way? If so, what changes would you make?
I would have probably a little bit more maybe screen time for certain summer dinosaurs or more of them. I mean, like, there's plenty there, but I would have liked to have seen some more because I'm a bit of a dinosaur geek. And they also kind of undo a pretty major death. I think they should have just let him, or like the character, die and just let it rest, not undo it the way they did.
Now, being dinosaurs, I would assume we'd be looking at a bit of CGI in this film with the cinematography. Is that what we're seeing?
Yeah, it's absolutely like really good CGI. Like, you can you can't even tell that they're really CGI.
Because dodgy CGI is not good. Like, it's really bad.
No, it's not.
And I find you typically find that in shark movies these days. Really bad.
Absolutely.
Dodgy.
And that, it just really takes you out of the experience, that stuff. And thankfully for this.
And I don't know what it is. Really, like, whether that's like, it's a case of cutting with the budget's just not there, or the people who are doing the CGI is not great. I'm not sure, but I think if it's done really well, and you're right, you don't know it. They're the best movies.
Yeah, exactly.
Can I ask then, is that a lot of green or blue screen? Is there a difference between those that make the CGI a lot better?
Those are usually used for like the backdrops and things. I did read that they actually filmed this movie 2 years ago and have spent the past 2 years just tweaking and reshooting and stuff. And I was a bit nervous going in, going, will I be able to tell? Is there going to be holes? They fixed it all pretty nicely.
So... there's so many different characters in this movie. What character would you like to play and why?
I'd like to get eaten by a dinosaur. I don't care who I play. I'd like to get eaten.
Oh, that's good. Which dinosaur?
Yeah.
Any of them.
Yeah, right. I don't think Mr. Lee shares your view.
No.
That's really interesting.
It is.
Hey,
I wouldn't have picked that.
No, well, I wouldn't have either, but at least there'd be a story to tell, right? I mean, you would be telling it, but somebody would be telling on your behalf.
Yeah, that's right. But then imagine watching the movie and going, oh, my scene's coming up. And then everyone goes, That would be pretty cool.
It would be.
Yeah, I think it would be. I would like it.
Were there any surprises throughout the movie that kind of... what about jump scares? Were there many of those? Because I could see a few in the trailer, I thought, that were there. Was it like on the big screen?
There weren't jump scares as such, but there was a death that really just, like, because you're like, oh, he's only got him by, like, oh, I don't know, surely he's going to, and then it just smack bang. There's no, like, sacrifice or anything. It just gets him. And that really, there was a murmur just across my whole cinema going, holy hell.
Yeah, they're always the good ones. Yeah, when it hits you.
And I'll tell you what, they don't hold back on the violence for an M-rated movie. They don't use like that brown liquidy blood that you see in other ones that's like red and you can see some people's limbs are missing and stuff like that. So that was pretty interesting for an M movie.
I'd be guessing that based off what you're saying, from the time the movie starts, you know, there's pretty much action right throughout. So it's not a slow burn type of movie.
Nah, it throws you in probably first 10 minutes and it's just dinosaur from there.
I suppose if you want to get into this whole story, yeah, we'd have to do it. Because it's only, how long does it run for? It's only a short movie.
It's 98 minutes, I think.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah. I can go with that. That's good. I like that. Rather than that, what's the other movie's lead? The Project Hail Mary.
Oh.
Hail Mary, yeah. That was far too long. But you know what? It was good to have a sleep. I haven't slept better than watching that movie. this is a Grant Lee question for you, Eli. What emoji best describes this movie?
I would probably go the shocked face. I think that's one. Just because there's just that one scene that's still stuck with me. It just happens, and it's so good.
Oh, that is really good.
That is. Well, Eli, we've come to that time in the podcast that I've got to walk over to the freezer and get some Choc Tops out.
Sorry, the freezer's stuck. Hold on. There we go.
Thank you. I've got 5 Choc Tops here. How many are you going to give the end of Oak Street?
I'll give it 4 out of 5.
Oh, now.
Wow.
I was getting ready for the big 5 today, Eli.
Nah. No. It's just a good... I think it's like a go watch with the family type of movie. Like, you're never expecting anything huge from a dinosaur movie.
So what kind of audience do you think that we would be typically seeing coming along to see this one?
Families, I would reckon, because it really does give the first 10 minutes is like straight out of the Goonies pretty much.
Even with like the gore, like the graphic nature of some of the kill scenes that you mentioned. That's yeah, well, okay.
Yeah, I still, like, it's only kind of subtle, but, like, I still reckon if you went and watched it, you'd get some form of enjoyment out of it, no matter who you are.
Well, I'll get the kids, round them up, take them to the movies.
And they'll love dinosaurs, won't they?
They're going to get an education.
And you know what their first question will be? Dad, will this happen to us?
If you eat your veggies, no. That's exactly right. Well played. Hey, Eli, great to catch up once again, my friend. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
It was awesome. Thank you, Eli. Thank you, JT. Have a great weekend. I'm sure you're going to be very busy.
You're wrapping me up already. This is not like
you. Yeah, I am. Yeah, I am.
You want to go, do you? Okay.
Yeah, I've got to go. I've got things to go do today.
Like what?
I've got to go and do my hair. No, I've got to...
Liar.
I was just going to go and get ready to... do some stuff for the weekend. I've got Travelling Film Festival stuff to get ready.
So. Oh, yes, Travelling. Yes, and that's right. Yeah. 3 days of movies as well. And yes. One last plug for them as well. The website is not on me, but I'm pretty sure it's tff.org. Is that right, Mr. Lee?
Yes.
org.au.
Correct. That is it. Yeah.
/ something or other. But if you go there, you can get all the details and we might catch you at the movies this weekend. Get the 9 pass.
Yeah, that's the best way. That Flexi Pass is the best way to see all 9 movies, or 8 in Wagga, but it's the best way to
what
do
was
it.
Your favourite again, Miss Lee? Which one were you going to go? What was your favourite?
Yeah, Rodeo Dreams.
Wasn't there another one? The Whistle.
Oh, yeah, The Whistle too, yeah. I want to see that. Yeah.
Pretty good fun.
Because, yeah, I think it'll be very much like The Golden Spurtle, which was huge last year.
Heard you're a fan of The Golden Spurtle. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, well, have a lovely weekend.
I love porridge.
I don't believe it. I just don't. Bye.
Bye.
Want to be our next Talking Flickster? Register now at forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.